So this is coming to you live, and I'm not kidding about this. I'm not like making this up. That's my dog making sound in the background. This is coming to you live from the corner of my bedroom where I watched the last play on the bedroom TV because I couldn't stand anymore. I haven't eaten today. I drank one Diet Mountain Dew, but my mouth is dry. I'm probably dehydrated. I'm dizzy. I couldn't stand anymore. I couldn't sit, so I just wedged myself in the corner of my bedroom to watch the end of the game and tweeted from my phone. I guess, I mean, I'm watching Iowa beat Michigan with CJ Fedorowicz just caught a first down to clinch that game. Like, I'm just reminded of Illinois football everywhere I turn. And here I am after a win, sitting on the floor, unable to move. How long has the game been over? 10 minutes? I just can't even move. And this thought occurred to me. I'm not trying to put anything on this game or point to anything I'll just say it. If Illinois football was ever going to turn a corner, the corner would look like that. Like, I'm dead. Like, that's all I can think right now. 20-game Big Ten losing streak. We have been so down for so long, and every Illinois thing that could possibly happen just happened. 4 turnovers to none. Okay? We had a touchdown throw to our quarterback that just bounced out at the very end. That would have put the game away. We have a touchdown throw to a wide receiver, and we're all going nuts and celebrating because we just put the game away, and no, his foot stepped out of bounds, not a go kick the field goal, which leaves it a 6-point game, which Purdue gets the ball. The ball is thrown inches over Mike Svitina's hand and inches away from getting the interception. I think it might have been Bentley. They turn it upfield and get into our territory. They get down to, what, our 20. I'm curled up in the corner of my bedroom just begging, please. We get a 4th down stop, actually an interception by Bentley. We were ready to celebrate. Our coach then takes a knee with 53 seconds left. When you see 53 and 2 timeouts, you know I have to run 13 seconds off because the last play is 40 because they can't stop the clock on 3rd down. So I need to run 2 7-second plays. Runs to the edge and then stay in bounds. 2 of them. And we take 2 knees, which means we have to go to the end zone with a pass backwards, which now I think about it, like Steve Hull loses, what, 20 yards of his... Yeah, I think Steve Hull loses 20 yards of his total today for a 20-yard backwards pass. He was close to like 500 yards over 2 games, and now it's probably 480. And then Illinois football won a game with a converted wide receiver because our coach didn't recruit any safeties, and he had to play safeties for 3 years, and now he has 500 yards over 2 games catching a ball in the end zone because our coach took a knee instead of running plays and had to catch a ball and evade tacklers for 7 seconds for the game to end on a safety to end a 20-game conference losing streak. That is what just happened. That's why I can't get off the floor in the corner. You know what? Maybe we just turned a corner in this program. Maybe we're going to beat Northwestern. Maybe all of this happened because we Illinois'd the crap out of that game and found a way to somehow win. Now, what? Seriously, we're going to win. Seriously, we're going to win 7 of our next 10 games. It's just going to happen because this is how Illinois football operates. It needed a game like this. I can get off the floor now. I have figured it out. Go Illini.